onto their faces.
Amen.
I appreciate the young. I do. I appreciate each one. It means much to me. Now, before we start in here, I just feel like speaking about the established, fixed and settled house of God.
Amen.
It isn't a shack put on the hill for a little while. It isn't just a tumble down affair. I thought of it sitting here, I looked at that clock around. Ever since I've been here, I've looked at that clock many times, and I see that little hand is awful slow. The big hand, it goes a little faster, and little hand, the red hand just seems to be getting there.
Oh, yes.
But yet they've never had to have a pulpit committee, they've never had to have a conference meeting. They just tend to their own business and around. And when they get around, they're on time. I've never heard no arguments out of them. None of them getting in each other's way or nothing else. They go round and around. When the big hand gets up, the little hand gets on top, the higher the long distance southern got to travel, it'll get there on time.
That's right.
Red hand, it goes a lot faster. It makes me think of a time that a man, this Reformation, he got out and he was going to help put up a tabernacle. I can't call his name. Some of you may remember. But he says, one man, I believe it was Riggle, or one of them was real fast in driving stakes. He just hit the stake and he wanted to get it done. And the other one was slow. One of them hit it and the other had to wait. He got kind of trying to one and there's a trial to each other in a way. They come out and got in a prayer meeting, went to testify him. One of them telling him what his trial was and all. One says, my trial was I had to get out somewhere to pray. That man was so fast. He just seemed like it was a trial to me because when I'd hit, he hit and he's ready for another before I was ready. And it's quite a trial to drive with him. And he got out and he had to pray for a victory and all of that. And when he sat down, the other one rode up and said, well, that has been my trial. I'd get out and pray for victory to work with him. But anyhow, they come right together and they work together. Folks, I want to say, whenever things seems to rise, no feelings and all of that, there needs to be going somewhere to fight for a picture of that and come together and work together.
Yeah.
He'll work out.
Praise
you
God.
Notice them hands. Take an example of them four or three hands there. They go round and around. They never interfere. They never get in each other's way. They're not one of them the same.
They're
all geared right. They're not getting their power up there in that clock. They're not getting their power from the wires coming in the powerhouse.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, that's why we're kind of getting this power from the powerhouse.
Amen.
Well, this may be my last time to stand before you, and I have appreciated this.
Lord.
This has been real, and before we start in here, I can say I have went many times, many places in the Babylonian world and declared God's truth, and here and there I can name many movements. And all that, but what I want to say here, there's many of them, when I get to laying it down and putting that truth down close and straight, they say, that isn't like we are here. How is it among you people?
Yeah.
How is it among you people? Are you got confusion like we got confusion?
They don't
want to
go out of one confusion into another.
And they say, are your people in division like we are? We're in a terrible fix. And so you may think I'm getting it too close and all of that, but I'm going to leave it just like it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Way
I tell them, when I go out there, they say, well, are you people in confusion? Are you people mixed up? Have you folks lost out with God? Are you the same as it used to be when Jesus started it out and all of that? They're puzzled because they see what they've got as it's lost, it's faded out. So I just have to tell them, no, we're the saints of God, the church of God is the same as it was.
Amen. Yeah.
I tell them it was.
The church of God is
the same. I tell them, no, it's not lost out. It's not lost out yet. And they said, well, we've lost this now. I said, well, the church of God hasn't even lost any of its missionary spirit yet. It has still got it. I want to say. Some may think that's great, but it sure is.
Yes.
It's a compelling and holding for the missionary spirit, just like it was.
Yes.
If we've lost something, if we failed, if we've come short and backed up and all of that, I want to say, then the gates of hell must have got a hold somewhere.
Yes.
Yes. It must have got a hold somewhere. He said, contend for the faith that were once delivered to the saints.
Amen.
He had just put a shack on the hill up there and be improved. You know, they made automobiles in this world. They thought they done good when they made Model T.
Yeah.
It done pretty good. We all thought that was a wonderful automobile, didn't we? But as time went on and on and on, it don't look like very much now. They've had to do some change things about, fix over, change around, because the speed is required it. The age, the time has required it. They made out highways years ago, laid them out there, paved them. They thought themselves, we've got some pretty good roads now. We've got some good highways, but remember, this man's doing all that.
Yes.
Now, if you'll keep track of all this, man put them... made them little automobiles, Model T. He thought he done good. But as time went on, he saw there must be an improvement.
Yes.
There must be a change, a different automobile altogether. And they had made them later automobiles. They put highways out there. And when they put them highways down first, they thought they were good. They were all right. But they see now they've had to straighten things out and take the crooks out.
Yes.
Wide them out and take the crooks out and straighten things up, because the world has changed. It's a changing. And the speed has got a hold of there. All that. They thought when they made the Titanic, when they put it out on the ocean, a great city lit up on water, that it could not be sunk. Man said that. Man said it could not be sunk. It'll never go down and all of that. But it went down because man done that. Man done that. But I want to show you something that God of heaven does.
Amen.
When he does anything, it's different from what man does. It's altogether different what man does. I'm Ecclesiastes, I believe it is, 3:14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Thank the Lord. It's there, it's just an established thing. What the God of heaven does, it'll be forever. He never put something up there to change. I remember one reading in there when he created this and created that, separated the water from the land and done so on, put the trees out there and everything. I can just see in my mind, see, look at it and say, it's good and it's very good.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It was fine. Oh, it just suited him. It just satisfied him. It's just like I wanted to fix it. It don't need no addition. It don't need no changing. It don't need no patching. It don't need no fixing up. It's just good enough like it is, and it'll continue until I come again.
Yes.
All right, now listen here. And I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. It'll never have to be improved. It'll never need an addition. It'll never need a change. What he's done, it's done forever. Nothing can be put to it and nothing from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Now listen, folks, I want to tell you that God, whenever he done what he did, why he fixed that, he had in his mind, he knows that this would be a speedy age. He knew that this would be a swift age. He knew times would change and all of that. But still, knowing all of that, I want to say read you what he said over here in Matthew 16:18. Probably all of you know about what it is. He says, I believe 16:18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, I, not man, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, folks, God in heaven said this.
Yeah.
Man didn't say that. Man said that the Titanic, when he put it out there, it was a vessel that could not be sunk. But he did sink because man done that. But God built a house upon the rock and said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
And I looked in there, what prevailed? I didn't get very much education. God has given me the most of my education since I started out. But anyhow, I know I've been with Jesus. I know that. I think it is. It says, gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, to prevail says to gain the advantage, overmaster, be victorious over or against.
Yeah.
Get the best of, conquer, overrule. Well, I want to say the gates of hell shall never overcome the church of God.
That's right.
Well, never get a hold on that. You know, I wish everyone this morning could see that there is no losing. God's church stands firm, solid upon the rock today.
Amen.
She's moving on like a mighty banner. You know, I want to say there's such a thing as people looking at it in a weak way. Thinking this is weakened and that's weakened and all of that. I want to say the church of God is moving on with power today.
Amen.
She's moving on without any sins today. Pure, spotless, clean. I want to tell you, she's a wife of Christ. A wonderful doing of good. The devil's being cast out. Healing is taking place. Some say, well, they don't pick up serpents right up there just 17 miles from me. Is a saint of God. I've got perfect confidence in that man. He picked up a snake, picked something up, and there's a poison snake stuck to his finger. A large one. He just shook it off. He shook it off there and went in earnest prayer. He never becomes sick at all.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
I saw different devils cast down.
Yes.
We saw a lot of healing take place right here.
Yes.
God is moving on.
Amen.
Oh, listen here. I can say here, Proverbs says, my people perish because they have no vision.
Yes.
God wants to keep that keen vision up.
Yes.
That seeing, that clear eyesight. As you get old, your eyesight will become dim. But God wants you and I to stay young all the time.
Yes.
Now, I believe one scripture says, the old men shall dream dreams. The young men shall see visions. I want to stay young so I see the vision.
Amen.
I don't want to become old before I just go dreaming my way through this world. A lot of people become old in the Christian life, as it were, just dreaming their way through this life.
Yeah.
God wants you and I to stay young and tender so we can see continuous visions of God's Word.
Amen. Praise God.
He does.
What's that,
brother? Yeah, we're
glad renewed. Renewed. David, he stays young all the time.
And it says your youth is renewed as angels.
Thank the Lord. Well, now you notice that. Coming to that scripture. Now you just think here. I got to thinking about this. I've heard Babylon saying, many of the sectarian world say, well, we've lost out. We've done this and we've done that. I thought, well, the church of God hasn't lost out. The church of God stands firm. It's upon a solid rock. Well, they say, that's what I want to go there then.
Yeah.
But sometimes if I was to tell them, well, we're in confusion and we're this and we're that. Well, that's what we are down here too.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want nothing of that then.
No, no.
Folks, I want to say the church is moving on.
Amen.
And I thought what we're passing through. We're passing through something we never passed through before in all of our lives.
Yes,
I think of that eagle. When he raises his wings, he don't turn sideways of a storm. He don't turn his back to the storm. But that eagle, I've understood, tips his wings a little bit there and just face right into the blizzard snowstorm, look it right in the face, tip his wings, and go right into it that raises him above the storm.
Yes.
We're facing a real blizzard of wicked spirits, of all the real snowstorm of spirits and devils today.
That's right.
It's a real storm on today.
Yes.
God wants you and I to face it like an eagle.
Yes.
Just take your wings and sail right into it. Go right on, right above the whole thing. There's two, I feel like I've been stirred here lately. I can see here. I feel like the apostles. One time they were sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. They stepped aside. They said, Lord, grant your servants more boldness, declare your word.
Amen.
More boldness. There needs to be, I can see, more boldness put into this.
Amen.
More of it. Now over here, he said, now notice this scripture. And I tell unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You go to Isaiah, I believe it is, the second chapter. We notice over here now, I don't know where all we may go through in these scriptures. I'm just going here. Now he says, the word of the Lord in Isaiah 2. The word of that king, Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. And it shall be exalted above the hill. All nations shall flow unto it. Now he said that there it would be established in the top of the mountain. Not his house. It would not just be put up there temporary. But it would be established in the top of the mountain. I noticed there, what established is stable. Not likely to break to break down, fall, or give away. Firm, steady, firm in character, perfect, permanent. Oh, I tell you, it's there to stay.
Amen.
Oh, I'm glad I got into something that's solid.
Amen.
I'm glad I've got into something that's dependable. It's not going backwards. It's not letting down. And just like that clock is, when time is over, after it went through the bloody sea, after it went through martyrdom, and all of that, I want to say the church of God still moves on with power and will reach heaven on time.
Amen. Yes.
It'll reach there. It'll get there. It'll come right out on time. Folks, I tell you, I see it. It's a beautiful church. It's a wonderful thing to see that. And whenever the Lord established it, built it, put it upon the solid rock, that rock which is Christ, I want to say in that house that he established on the top of the mountain, that is the church of God.
Yes.
I believe we'll turn over for we. A scripture comes to my mind, 3:43:15, and notice here, it says, but if I tarry long, notice what this house is now, that is established in the top of the mountain. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God.
Amen.
It's the church of the living God. That house is built upon the solid rock, established upon the top of the mountain. Oh, now let's go over here and give it a look at. In Isaiah 33, just notice it now for a little. In Isaiah 33, the house of God, Mount Zion.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I tell you, this is real to me.
Amen.
It's rich to my soul to know that I've got into something that sin can never get in.
Amen.
I've got into something now that I want to tell you is a living far above. No use to sing that song. Church of God, living far above this world of confusion. Then say, well, we've got all into confusion. We've got into that. That song said, living far far above this world's confusion. Is that the way you see the church? That's the way I see it. Closely by its side, not walking away off somewhere else, not way off somewhere distant and all that, but I see her today just like that brother story, that song, walking closely by his side. Folks feeding that approval upon her life, enjoying the sweet fellowship, close enough to hear his still small voice. Oh, it's wonderful. Now listen here in 31, 33, I believe, and 20, he said, look upon Zion, the city of our calamities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation. Oh, thank the Lord, it's not a growling habitation. It's not a confusing habitation. It's not in a hurrah, an uproar. Moving on, just like those hands are going around. You don't hear nothing up there. They're moving on smooth up there.
Yeah.
Moving on, tending to their own business. doing just what they were put up there to do. Look upon Zion, this city of our solemnity. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, that's the church of God, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall be taken down. Thank the Lord, it shall not, Lord. Listen here, I wish all could get it. Now he says a tabernacle. What tabernacle is that? The tabernacle we honor in Hebrews 8 and 2, the tabernacle of the Lord pitched in on man.
Amen.
The true tabernacle that the Lord pitched in on man. He says, Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the states thereof shall ever be removed. Folks, that's pretty solid then, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I just want to stop here a little bit. You know, whenever I think of a great tabernacle stake out here on the ground for a put up a tabernacle, the whole meeting, did you know what they're holding that tabernacle up? It's them stakes around. It's them stakes around that they're holding. You pull up them stakes, and I want to tell you the tabernacle will go down. Just sure in your heaven, you pull them up. And they'll go down. Every promise to my mind in that Bible is a stake of holding this church of God together.
Amen.
It's a promise. We stand on it. We can claim it. It's ours. And not one of them stakes will ever be moved. They're there to stay. Oh, folks, we're in a solid tabernacle. We're in one that's there to stay. Now he says, not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed. Neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. It'll hold firm, they'll not rot away. Oh, they're holding firm. They're solid. They're strengthened. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you can see something that God's done, and it'll be the same when He comes again. Now, it's a fact. It will. It hasn't weakened yet. Man may say it's weakened in all of this. Man may say it's lost out, and it's done this. When the God of heaven told me the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. When a thing prevails, if a man prevails me, he's getting the best of me. Isn't it?
Yeah,
if he prevails over me, well, he's getting the best of me. But listen, I want to say the gates of hell, he said, shall not prevail. When Jesus started this church out, and it was presented unto him, it was a glorious church, without a spot or without a wrinkle or any such thing. What's he coming after? He's coming after the same looking wife he left here.
Yes,
right.
He won't have any. He left a beautiful, spotless, a beautiful wife. His wife, right here in this world, she's moving on through this life without a spot or a wrinkle. Or any such thing. When he comes again, he's not going to get her up and collect a whole lot of bathroom and all of that to make up his wife. No. She's done and made up and all together. She's moving on without a spot or without a wrinkle or any such thing. She's not lost out. She's not failing. She's just on. Oh, folks, I tell you, that fire that started out that God killed in my soul, some 30-some years ago, it's still burning tonight this morning. It's still on fire. That desire that I had to reach to this one, reach that one, go out here to the hungry and needy. Oh, it just seemed like it was burning in my soul yesterday to reach out and get all I can.
Amen.
Oh, if I have lost that. If I have lost that. I need to appear.
Yes.
Now some may think that's strange, but it's a fact.
Yes. It's a truth. Yes, it's a truth.
It's a fact, folks. I'm telling you, God wants you and I. Because if someone read Hebrews 3 and 6.
Hebrews 3.
3 and 6. Notice that there now. I said, I don't know what all we might give here. Notice there how plain that is. Folks, I think God wants us to remain the same.
Yes.
But that same love, that same meekness, that gentleness, right on to the end. All right, brother?
Amen. But Christ had the Son over His
house. Now, Christ had the Son over His house.
Own house.
Own house.
Whose house are we?
Whose house are we?
He
that is. Where the house of God is.
If we hold fast.
If we hold fast.
The confidence.
The confidence.
And the rejoicing.
And the rejoicing.
Of the hope.
Of the hope.
Firm.
Firm. How long?
Unto the end.
Unto the end. Now, folks, that ought to settle that.
Amen.
It's fair to say. Firm. Right on to the end. Oh, I tell you, I've been stirred when I go out in places here and there. And people say, ours is going down. I know theirs is going down. But I'm not in a shack this morning.
No. Praise God.
I'm in something that the gates of hell can't prevail against. Oh, I tell you, I rejoice in it. I think when he started this out, when Jesus started this out, he was the door. I want to say, he said that if any man enter in, the same shall be saved. It remains the same today.
Yes.
No one can get in. I believe over here in Joel. Let's go over here and read this. Notice if it isn't the same. Joel 3 and 17. He says here, how long is this going to last now? The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake.
Amen.
But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
Amen.
So shall ye know that I am the Lord God dwelling in Zion. Folks, the house the Lord dwells in stays the same.
Yes.
He's the dwelling in this house now. My holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no stranger pass through her anymore. He'll never pass through her. Oh, folks, I tell you, she's there to stay. She's there. There are a lot of people don't see. I'm not talking about this congregation. I'm talking about the church of God. A sinner cannot get in the church of God. He just cannot. He never got in the back door. She didn't. We'll never get in today. It takes a born-again experience, a change of heart to get into this. It surely does. And some say, well, when's that going to be? Then we come to such as, but ye are come. Now this is a house that's built on the top of the mountain.
Yes.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Both justified people made perfect. And that's what it requires today.
Amen.
You know, here, whenever we go, I want to say, I don't want to lose that vision out of my heart.
No.
I see that same church that Jesus built. I can see over there the same one that the Son of Righteousness was robed with healing in his wings. And I want to say, he said, thy son shall go down no more.
Praise the Lord.
Thy son shall go down no more. And one song says, it shall on and resplendent forever the same.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, that's a beautiful place to be, isn't it? When the sun shall go down no more, the sun shall shine on forever the same. I believe one scripture says it grows more brighter, perfect, more and more under the perfect day.
Yeah.
It's more, well, listen here. When I got saved back there some years ago, it was close to me, it was dear to me. I realized it was, but he said your salvation is closer than when you believe.
Praise God. Yeah.
I know my wife better than I did right now than I did when I got her.
Yeah.
I'm more acquainted with her. She's more, I understand her better. I know her walking. I can shut my eyes. I hear her approaching. I can tell her walk.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm more acquainted with her. We ought to be more acquainted with the Lord than when we started out.
Amen.
We ought to know it more. Realize it more. Oh, I hear so many people over say, the days of miracles is over. The days not like it used to be. They don't have visions like they used to have. I just want to give you one experience. I could give you more. But just one. With the help of the Lord, when I went back into a place in the... come over there or not. But they was afraid of me. They didn't want it to or not. So finally, in order to let me get an opening in that chapel, the Lord gave that man a vision over there. He gave him a vision, and in his vision, during the day, wide awake, he says, he told me this after I come over. He says, I saw ye in my pulpit. In the pulpit, he says, I heard the message you preached. I listened to the message all the way through. I looked at the crowd that is before you. And he said, I just said to myself, that's the truth. I don't want it. When I got over there, the door was open and went right in. Folks, God is giving people visions today. The miracles are being performed. Here and there. If you want to just get them up and down with the dark side of the picture, the black side of discouraging, the downside, the downcasting side of life, that's what you'll get.
That's right.
My father one time owned a merry-go-round. He run a merry-go-round, he owned it and all of that. He got out there and he thought to himself, well, I don't know, it's kind of rainy, it's kind of cloudy, I don't know whether there'll be a crowd or not, kind of like the hot dog man that I was just telling about. I don't know whether there'd be a crowd, I don't know whether it's worthwhile or not. And he was kind of discouraged when he got up that morning. So he staked the merry-go-round down. They didn't have electric motors so much. They didn't have that, so it had to be run with, horses. And they staked it down, but he was careless. He wasn't interested so much. He just staked it down, halfway staked it down. Just careless with that. And finally it cleared off and the crowd began to come. That's when they love merry-go-round rides. And they began to crowd in. Oh, they crowded in. Hundreds of people gathered around there to ride the merry-go-round. And that old merry-go-round just they couldn't get it loaded. They couldn't load it like they wanted to. Lost lots of money. He just went around a wobbling all day long because he was half-hearted into it. He lost heart into it. Don't lose heart in this saints of God. It's a church of God that can't be go down. The sun will shine on and it's thunder forever the same. I want to say it's a moving on. If you say it's lost out, it's well behind, it's failed and all of that, going back and compromising with the world, just say, I've compromised with the world. I had a man one time tell me, he said, well, here, I tell you, he begins telling me, he says, I started a subject with him. I said, you know, God wants you and I, he wants to live a clean life, a pure life, holy life, righteous life. Well, he began right away, well, he said, I'm a Christian saved by grace. A sinner saved by grace. And he says, you know, we all sin more or less every day. And he went testifying for me. I never told him testify for me. All he had to do is testify for himself. And say I sin more or less every day. Oh, God has got people in the world that is free from sin. That's free from sin. When you see this church movement backing up, when you see it going back to the world, just simply say, I've gone back to the world. Don't make God out of liar.
That's right.
The church is moving on.
Lord,
some improving. It'll need change about a little bit. But the God of heaven, when he does a thing, he does it forever.
Amen.
That men may ashamed. I want to say it's a moving on. It is. Now listen over here in Isaiah 60, and I believe the 18th verse, that violence shall no more be heard in thy land. Thank the Lord, it'll never be heard there.
Amen.
It just won't be there. It don't get in there. It don't belong in there. Just as I said, one time about a woman, she mentioned out there, she says, if you see a dog, cat, and a rabbit all in the same pen, and yes, I said, well, she says, I thought that was strange. Finally, she said, well, showed me another place, and said they were all born in that coop. I thank the Lord the reason them all got along in there. That cat, that rabbit, that dog, they all got along together. They were born in there.
Amen.
Well, God tells you, it takes a new birth to get to the
Lord.
Amen. It takes a change of heart. Oh, thank the Lord, I'm glad it seemed like I failed at worse and know how to pray out. Like I see it this morning and like I feel it. It's rich to me. It's honey in the honeycomb. Oh, thank the Lord, I rejoice in it. Now listen close to this. Do you see it this morning? That's without a spot or without a wrinkle.
Yes.
Do you see the beautiful church that is far above this world's confusion?
Yes.
Do you see a living without sin? Without a spot or without a wrinkle or any such thing?
Yes.
Folks, that's what he's coming after.
Yes, amen.
Oh, that's what he's coming after.
Yes.
Hey, Wolf. Yeah. The foundation will never go down, and just sure as it's on, it'll never go down. If everyone could get the scales off of their eyes, see that beautiful church moving on.
Yes.
Oh, I had a picture vision of that some time back. I saw the Lamb's wife. Beautiful. Oh, I never saw such a beautiful woman before my eyes. She was adorned with all adorning that I ever saw a woman. But it was not any adornment of this world. It is meekness and gentleness and kindness and love, unity, faith, and all of that. She was fully clothed and fully adorned. Oh, she was a beautiful woman. But folks, I tell you, that's just what her church is today. She's got that adorning of meekness and gentleness and kindness. If you haven't got that this morning, move up a little.
Yeah.
Move up to where you can get it. It's for you. Whenever, now listen here, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy border. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for the brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. We don't need the moon and the sun to live this Christian life.
Amen.
I can live just as good when that sun goes down and begin where it's shining.
Yes.
We don't need the moon and the star of the sun to help us live a close life, to help us live upright life. When the sun is done going down the set in the dark hour of the night, God, there's a greater light than that to shine.
Praise the Lord.
Now listen close here. Thy sun shall no more go down. Well, it must be still bright today, then.
Amen.
It must be a shining clear today. Thy sun shall go down. What sun is he talking about? Over there in Malachi, I believe it is, he said the sun of righteousness will rose with healing in his wings.
Yes.
That sun of righteousness will go down no more.
Right.
Folks, if it went down on your soul, if it left you in gloomy darkness and all of that, you need to do something about
that. Amen.
You surely need to do something about that. Now he said here, thy sun shall go down no more. That song said it'll shine on and resplendor forever the same. Neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, not part of time, not for a ways, but be thy everlasting light. And thy days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thank the Lord, my end is what I come to. It ended. That's all that. You know, I hear so many people, they sing this song and they say, oh, when we get to heaven, when we get up there, all my tears will be wiped away. Thank the Lord when I bowed at the cross. When I knelt there and all my burdens rolled away, there were my tears were wiped away. Thank the Lord. Them tears of them sins, them old load of sins that I wept and cried so much for, I cry no more about that load of sins. Them are all gone.
Amen.
We have naturally had tears at times. We cry about this and that. That is what he has reference to. Them tears, that load of sin that we were so burdened down. We cried, we wept. Oh, we was a slave to this, slave to that habit, a slave to sin and all that. But when Jesus came, he lifted the load, the not only the load, but wiped the tears away. It went no more. Oh, folks, I tell you, it's wonderful. Let me turn over here to Daniel 2:44, I believe it is. And notice here now. I want to say the God of heaven is running this. It's his. It belongs to him. And as long as he's got his fingers on it, it'll go right on through.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Now, listen here in 2:44. He says, and in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom? That's the church of God, which shall never be destroyed. Thank the Lord, it's there to stay. Shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand how long? And forever. Oh, God says, isn't it wonderful? I feel like we ought to be the happiest people, the rejoicingest people, if more people would quit looking at confusion and all of that, looking at the mix-up, and look at the glory of God.
Amen. Yes.
You know, I want to give you a thought here. One time, I was traveling on a long road. I was traveling along, and there was a vine there, a heavy vine over some bushes. And I stepped out under the bushes, buried or something. And as I stepped out off of the road, got under the bushes, I looked up through the bushes, and just over my head, right close to me, there lit a large buzzard. And that buzzard lit in a tree just over my head. You know here, folks, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yes.
We don't have to wait to get to heaven to see God.
No.
You can see God in this and God in that and God everywhere.
Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That buzzard lit over my head, awful close to me. I looked at him, he was in a tree. I looked at him, I sized him up. I looked him all over. Oh, I looked at his bald head. I just sized that buzzard up. I just in there studying, a farmer, looking at that big buzzard. He looked ugly and all that. And I looked till I was satisfied. When I stepped out on the road, I started on down the road. The Lord seemed to speak to me so plain. He said, you saw the fowl. Yes, Lord, I said, I saw the fowl, buzzard. He said, what kind of tree was he in? Well, I thought to myself, I couldn't tell you that. That wasn't what I was looking at. I wasn't looking at the trees. I was looking at the buzzard.
Yes.
If you know you can get your eye on the fowls and fail to see the glory of God.
Amen.
Fail to see the tree.
Yes.
Fail to see him. Looking at this and looking at that one. Watching this and watch their moves. What about this one? What about that sister? What about that brother? All right, get to look at this one now and fail to see the glory of God.
Lord help.
Folks, I tell you, you can do that.
Yes.
Oh, I thought to myself, I'm going to, instead of looking at the buzzard after this, instead of looking at the fowls and the bats and owls, and I'm going to look at the tree, the kingdom of God, the beautiful church.
Amen.
Folks, it's wonderful.
Yes.
It is. It's wonderful. I just, if everyone this morning could really see the church of God, without a spot, without a wrinkle, and all of its members saved, all in harmony, all working together, all in fellowship, in perfect unity, moving on like a mighty banner. Oh, if you could see that, you'd want it next.
Yes.
God's got something for people to come to.
He's got it. I've heard people say, as Brother Austin said, it's some tell me, well, where would I come to if I come out of it? If I come here and come there, come into the family of God.
Yes.
Come into the family of God. Oh, God has got a family. All you got to do, where did Paul get? Paul, apostle, was a Pharisee, a strict Pharisee, all that. He could have said, well, where will I come to? Where will I get to? Where will I go to if I come out of the Pharisee belief? The main thing was Paul was get the scales off of his eyes. That's all he needed. Get the scales off his eyes, and the way was right there. It was right there. They didn't have no trouble. They had a time with Paul when he was a Pharisee. A struggle with him. But when them scales were brought to his eyes, folks, he was right in the family of God.
Amen.
Oh, listen here. It's a wonderful thing in 2 Timothy 2 and 15. We know it's the scripture over here now. I just feel like this needs to be solid, folks, and where the church will not go down and will never fail. It says here in 2 and 19, I believe it is. Nevertheless, listen. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Praise the Lord.
It's got that seal on there.
Yes,
the Lord knows that them that are his. It standeth sure. I believe what we are in Isaiah 28. It seems to me a scripture comes to my mind. He says here, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion. He don't lay this in Babylon, in sexism. Holy land is stone in by in Zion. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion. For a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. A precious cornerstone. A sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Over in Peter or Timothy, I believe it says, he that believeth shall not be confounded.
Yeah.
Folks, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to be in the house of God.
Amen.
It is. It's why Jesus is the door. He's the head of it. He's the man we are, I believe, in Isaiah 9 and 6. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Thank the Lord. That's the reason it's headed through. That's the reason it's sure going through. Because the government is upon Jesus' shoulder. Now, if he has on both shoulders, we may not have room when it comes to the trying time. But thank the Lord, he can handle all the government upon one shoulder. One shoulder is all he needs to handle all this government. Upon his shoulder. If it needs anything done more, if it needs any more addition, if it means changing about, he's got another shoulder there waiting to put it on. Folks, I'm glad that God of heaven is able to do what he said. I'm glad that he can carry it through. Now notice this.
Amen.
For unto us a son, a child is born, that's Christ. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Don't need a pulpit committee. Thanks so much. How we've moved along here all these 10 days. I've never saw no preaching.
No.
Moving along together. Folks, it's wonderful. Now he says, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now watch here, of the increase of his government, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Now his government shall not come to an end. He'll continue right on the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth, even forever. Folks, it's going to stay right there.
Amen.
It was beautiful to me when I first saw the Church of God. You know, I saw it and thought, it was so beautiful, and behold, so rich and so interesting, I told a man about it up there in Nebraska when he was his wife and him and his wife sat there and their son sat there in the house. I said, oh, I'd like to tell you about the beautiful church. It's a wonderful church. It is. It's a beauty in my eyes. I said, I'd just like to tell you about it. All right. He said, just explain it to me. I said, it's a city that's sitting on a hill that cannot be hid. All of its members are saved. It's a new Jerusalem. And I just went ahead and explained the whole thing as best I could to him. And all, while his son got in tears, he went to crying. He was broke up. He wanted in a city like that. If we pictured the people of broke downtown and broke down house and a shack and all of that, that's what they've got already.
That's right.
Far about
his lights were shining bright
to
give light to all those
three
stars. That's right. Right. Thank the Lord, we got something better, brother.
Brand new one.
And now listen, he says here, that son, he was good size, and he went to bed. Or he didn't go to bed yet, he went crying. His mother said, son, why don't you go to bed? He's just talking. He's just telling things. And all that. She wanted to get him fear, he'd get under conviction. You know, the king saw dying. They hate and went away, didn't they? They saw the beauty of it. He said that son was seeing something. And he got to weeping, got to crying. And his mother said, oh, he's just talking, I'd go on to bed if I was you. And he did, he went to bed. Finally, she said, pretended, she said, I think I'll go to bed.
Yeah.
It's just a pretend. She said, I think I'll go to bed, like she wasn't getting nothing. She said, I think I will. She went upstairs, but once she got upstairs, there was one of them vents in the floor. I forgot what to call them. But anyhow, she laid across the bed where she could hear down through there. And she was listening to God. We talked on about the church of God. The church is the gate of hell can't prevail against. The beautiful church, the only church, it's the only one. All outside of it is on sinking sand. The only one there is. Folks, if you'll find this out, if you don't find it out in this world, you'll find it out in the world to come, that the God of heaven is the only one church in this world. And so he cried out, he says, he went up there and she laid across there and listened down to it all. We talked on about the church. Kept going on and on. Oh, he said, I saw that beautiful city in the air. He told me. Oh, he said, it made me tremble when I got a vision of it. He said, I saw it. Oh, he said, it was a beautiful city. He confessed it to me. He said, I see it. It's a wonderful city without a spot, without a
man.
Beautiful to behold. Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful, he said, to look at. She got up the next morning, come down to make pancakes. While she was working there, I stepped in the kitchen, some of us. She said, well, she said, I've got it settled. Well, I said, how's that? Oh, she said, if ever I want the church, if ever when I get right, she said, I want in the church of God. She says, that's the only church.
Praise the Lord.
She said, that's the only church. I don't see no other. She said, I can see it. I laid up there. She said, I didn't go to bed. She said, I told you I was going to bed, but she said, I didn't go to bed. I went up there and was listening. I tell you that it's hard. There's a many a person that has saw this thing and it's made them tremble. It's a beautiful, I believe, over here in Psalm 48. Oh, there's scripture after scripture on this. Over here in Psalms, I believe it is 48. Here, he says here, beautiful for situation. It's in a beautiful situation. Up higher, far above this world of confusion. Are you living above this world of confusion? Is it in you and mixed up and tangled up and all in your system, folks? God has got a place for everyone that's far above this world of confusion. Leaning on his loving prayer. Walking closely by his side. Oh, it's sweet, it's precious. It's rich, it's real. Don't you want in it? You ought to be into this. Listen here. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole world is Mount Zion. I think of that ark when you're there. When God gave Noah orders to build an ark, there are no built way on the ark. There may have been prophets, there may have been a lot of false prophets. I don't know what was going on. But anyhow, Noah built a well on the ark. And I want to say one time came that the flood began, the rain began to fall, the water began to rain, Just as fine as the water rained, the great ark kept above it. It just kept above it all the time. Some tried to argue me, well, but now there was a lot of people didn't get in that ark. But I believe they were saved too. All that ever got in that ark was saved, and all that was lost that didn't get in that ark. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And there was a 7 year in his congregation in my mind. There it was. He was a preacher. Eight of them all together. Oops, and that's all there was saved. All there was. There wasn't two or three arcs. There wasn't half a dozen arcs. There was just one ark. God of heaven has built this upon a solid rock, and there's only one today. Oh, it's enough to make men and women tremble when you think of it. Some say, well, my church, you're just talking about your church. Thank the Lord I haven't got no church. I gave that up a long time ago. I'm not capable of organizing. I'm not capable of joining. You can't join the Church of God. You just can't do it. One man, a woman said, well, is it one of these kind that, I forgot what you call it.